This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As Iowa Democrats arrived at their caucus sites tonight to choose a presidential candidate, pollsters were there to sample their views on some key issues. The entrance poll for the national election pool was conducted by the polling firm Edison Matofsky. The pollsters asked caucus goers about such topics as the war in Iraq, which issues matter most to them, and what qualities they like in a candidate, as well as who they're likely to vote for. And here to tell us about the entrance polling is Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here, Melissa.
Andy, let's explain what kind of poll this is, what it can tell us, and what the numbers are at this point in terms of who's...
This is not an exit poll. This is a poll of people as they're going into these caucuses, and the election pool run by Matofsky Edison is interviewing 1,500 people tonight in 50 different precincts across the state of Iowa.
And these early returns, this might represent maybe 1%, if projections are right about how many people may show up tonight, maybe 1% of those going into the polls. Who are these caucus goers?
Well, these caucus goers are 58% liberal, one-fourth of them are union members, and, 46% of them, almost half of them, are first-time voters. They're not very typical of the American electorate or even Democrats. 50% of them are college graduates, double the percentage nationwide who are college graduates. So it's a very special population.
And in terms of patterns, in the candidate whom they're favoring, what patterns have you been able to glean so far?
Well, the first news that came across the screens from Matofsky Edison is that Curry is their projections show Curry holding a lead over Edwards and Dean, with Gephardt trailing. And obviously, this represents a surprise from what we had been hearing up until a week ago, with Dean being so dominant and Curry just sort of coming back out of nowhere and being revived. But this early projection looks very good for Senator Curry.
That would upend the conventional wisdom leading up to this. Although I was struck by the statistic in this, or the indication that people are saying that most of them made up their minds before the last month. In other words, quite a while ago.
They did, but 38% made up their mind in the past week, and half of those said in the past 3 days. And they very heavily, as the pre-caucus poll suggested, they were very heavily weighted to Kerry and Senator Edwards, who's doing quite well in addition.
What issues seem to matter most for these caucus goers in Iowa?
Another surprise. It's not the war in Iraq. 29% said the economy, 27% said health care, half that number said the war in Iraq. So the war in Iraq was secondary to these domestic issues.
And among those domestic issues, for voters who felt those were most important, where was that leading them in terms of candidates?
Well, it was leading them more to Kerry and Edwards and, to a certain extent, Gephardt, whereas Dean's support was very heavily among the 14% who said the war in Iraq. He became the anti-war candidate, and that's reflected in these early entrance polls. Emphasis on entrance, emphasis on early.
Early, exactly, and few voters at this point. There's also a number in here that has to do with whether they're first-time caucus goers. The majority of the people polled so far, and this is, again, a very small sample, the majority were attending a caucus for the first time. How did they vote?
Well, they
or how were they likely to cast their decision tonight?
They didn't, unlike the pattern that we expected, they didn't go heavily for Dean. They were Kerry and Edwards voters.
And the caution here again should be, these were what people said going in. Lots of minds are changed in the course of an Iowa caucus.
Well, and they're going to negotiate with the candidates who didn't get 15% of these precincts. So we may see a lot of shifting around, and the actual outcome won't reflect this popular vote. It's going to reflect this negotiation.
And safe to say that at least at this early point in this tabulation, things do not look terribly good for Dick Gephardt.
No, in a word.
Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Andy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.